Do we want to take a break before the next item, or no? Do you want to keep plowing through? Sounds all right. Not seeing any hands raised, so let's go ahead and take up our next item, which is item 8. Consider and take possible action to oppose Assembly Bill 2284, defining grade in Government Code Section 31461A. Karen, the floor is yours.
Thank you. The only update I have since 2 weeks ago is that the State Association of County Retirement Systems, SACRS, did consider the matter and decide to go ahead and oppose. I'll start over. The only update that I have since 2 weeks ago when this item was on the board's agenda is that the State Association of County Retirement Systems, SACRS, did consider this matter and decide to go ahead and file an opposition to this bill. And I updated the memo for the board with that note. Recommendation remains the same. I did meet with staff, with Christina, and we went through the bill and analyzed how it would impact SACRA, and all of our concerns are contained in the memo before you that we went into detail into last time. So that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for Karen?
No, I'll just give you guys an update. Last meeting, I asked for the courtesy of allowing me to hear the debate on this at the SACRS Board of Directors in that forum. And so thank you for allowing me to have that. I was disappointed at the SACRS Board meeting because the Ledge Committee showed up ready to talk, but the proponents of the bill did not show up. And first they were going to show up in person, and then they were going to Zoom into the meeting. And I had a lot of questions for both sides. So I was very disappointed that they were given an opportunity that they did not take advantage of. So the SACRS Board of Directors did vote to oppose the bill. And so as SACRS president, I need to draft that letter. I still have I understand points from both sides. I think for those who've been impacted by Stevenson's case law, which to a large extent has been our safety employees, that 2284 would be an opportunity to help correct that to some degree. And the safeguard about that getting out of hand would be to have to get past the Board of Supervisors to approve implementation of that within the retirement systems. On the administrative side, it's a big unknown with respect to the potential for disruption. So I can understand Christina and Karen being very worried about what might come down the pipe if this actually goes into law. The arguments from the Ledge Committee, there were several that I had questions on and did not agree with, but one thing that is the fact is the potential for disruption. I think that's the strongest case for the retirement systems. So thank you for allowing me the opportunity to get as much information as I could on this matter. And again, I was disappointed that the proponents of the bill did not make their case in person in front of the SACRS board. Yeah, those are my comments, I'm kind of stuck on the should I vote yes, should I vote no, and so I'll hear some other comments and then make my decision.
All right, thank you, David. Any John? Yes.
So, is there any further description on why they elected not to appear? Sometimes the plane didn't take off. Might be, but I'm just wondering, what were you told on that?
I was told nothing, and one of the persons who was supposed to appear and make the case is someone I know, and is someone that was a previous Sackers board member, and who's in the sheriff's department in Orange County. He's currently retired, but a very politically involved individual who has been to the state on numerous occasions to lobby for various issues. And so my understanding was that they would be there in person. That was my wish. And then that changed to that the individual or individuals were going to Zoom in to our meeting, because we have participation available by Zoom for board of directors. And that didn't happen either, and there was no notice given that the individual would not participate, and no reason why. It just didn't show. So that I was not happy with how that turned out.
So there was not a mitigating reason not to appear. They just didn't appear, effectively.
So I take it as if someone had a strong desire to be there, to have a presence, to make arguments, that they would make every effort to do so. And if they were unable to, that they would contact the board or the Sackers CEO to let them know. And this was in the individual that I had contact with actually emailed me to get to be on the agenda. Wanted to have that item on the agenda. And okay, so that individual has my email, has my phone number, and I heard nothing. So
not encouraging from their side, I would think.
Yeah. I understand the issue. It's a very important issue. People, CICERA members have been impacted by Stevenson's case law and so forth. And so I get it. I know why folks were upset with that, and I understand the safety members' point of view on that. I anticipate that if there is more, a lot of objections came up and a lot of concerns about, well, if you can change the language in your bill, and that's something maybe we can consider being behind. And San Bernardino, Sarah, in essence, said that to the proponents of the bill. And I don't think they got a response back that they would support it, but they're with caveats. There's potential that this will go through another iteration where the bill will be rewritten, but in the at the state level, in committee, amendments were made to dampen down the potency of that bill. One of which being that. It would implementation would have to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. So there were attempts to kind of mitigate the potential disruption, but still people felt uneasy with it.
Any other thoughts or comments on the bill? The recommendation is to oppose. Any further comments, discussion, motions?
I had one comment on this. Just the one thing I did like about the bill was right now for some safety members, both of the law enforcement and fireside, they're an entirely different classification from the HR perspective, which allows mandated overtime to be considered pensionable for retirement purposes. As I understand it, this part of this bill might allow a subset of those without having to go through that separate classification to say, hey, this should be considered. And with the safety valve of requiring the Board of Supervisors to authorize it, this might allow them to have mandated overtime considered and, you know, properly planned for and considered as part of their pensionable income. Would that be fair to say if, you know, removing some of the minutia from that, but if a large subset of people had mandated overtime that was regular recurring as part of their work week, this would have at least given them the opportunity to say to the board, this should be considered and, you know, money's taken out to pay for it. If this had passed, this would allow a member that, say, is working in dispatch or patrol, that they have a mandate of you have to work 30 hours of overtime a month, to go to the board and say, hey, this is regular, this is recurring, this is mandated, I don't have a choice in this. Why can't this be classified separately and then considered as part of my compensation earnable?
A question like that would have to be studied. We would have to study the MOU language and the circumstances. But the general concept of this legislation is to allow a subgroup that shares some characteristic, like you mentioned, to be its own group in terms of decisions on compensation earnable. So if they're all earning a certain pay, they are all within one subgroup, if you will, of a job classification or salary grade. But there's also additional exceptions in the law currently. For example, the disinclusion of pay for additional services worked outside of normal working hours. So that would come into play as well in that analysis.
Right. I was meaning just the principle of this is a mandated amount. You have to work. Obviously, there would be, you know, minutia to look at and work out the details of, but on the principle of you're mandated to work this much extra in this pay period, that could at least in theory be considered should it then be approved by the Board of Supervisors.
No. Yeah, so this bill, I think that the trouble with this bill probably was in its initial formulation. At least from my perspective, there's a lot of ways to do this. I kind of viewed this as sort of top-down legislation in the sense of a legislator introduces a bill that has a sponsor or sponsors and wants a desired outcome, but didn't actually go through the process of getting buy-in or feedback from the persons most affected, i.e. the SERL systems. It's not a criticism, it's just an observation. But I think the reality of it is when you have this many SERL systems opposing and you have SACRS itself opposing, then there's a problem in really the thought process of how the bill was developed, at least in part. So, the lesson may be that the proponents need to kind of retool and decide how they want to go about it. But getting some... And it's not always possible to get consensus buy-in, but at least getting feedback and involvement of the affected entities at the outset would help. I mean, the author is a local author, and yet we weren't consulted on the introduction to this bill, which I found remarkable. Still do. It just surprised me. So it's one of those things where if you had it all to do over again, they might have gone about this differently. I don't know. That's why there's this much opposition. I mean, just looking at the bill ledge file on this, it's like you can see that it was outcome oriented without the necessary work being done to bring about the buy-in that's necessary. That was my take. And I don't know, Karen, if that's a fair assessment, but it seemed that way to me looking at it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So what's the pleasure of the board?
If it requires a motion, I would move that we vote to approve a letter opposing AB 2284.
And yes, it does require a motion. Okay. This is an action
then
item.
Consider that a motion, please.
All right. All right, there's a motion and a second to provide a letter in opposition to Assembly Bill 2284 to be communicated to the author and or committee as appropriate. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
McDonald.
Abstain.
All right. Mirsua.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
And Sloan.
Aye.
All right. That motion carries 8-0 with one abstention.